You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
It's Thursday, August 14th. Good morning. Catherine Lamfer is in sitting in for John Hockenberry today. And again this morning, we are starting with conflicting reports out of the Republic of Georgia. The Georgian Foreign Ministry says more Russian troops have moved into the city of Gori after a withdrawal had appeared to be underway earlier in the day. Meanwhile, Russia's foreign minister says the question of Georgia's territorial integrity is a, quote, dead issue. Some say a sign that Moscow plans to absorb two separatist regions in the wake of recent fighting. And President Bush is sending Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice to Europe, then off to Georgia. Joining us to look at these latest developments is Stephen Eek, Russian affairs analyst for the BBC. Thanks for being with us, Stephen.
You're welcome. So we have these conflicting reports this morning from Gori, which of course is a town inside Georgia, close to the border with South Ossetia, where according to Georgian officials, there have been, it would seem, some new Russian troop movements, arrivals of more Russian troops and hardware. It may actually be the case that we need to treat that with caution, and it might simply be a matter of the Russians moving their troops around, as it turned out to be yesterday. If we think back a day, the Georgians said they feared the Russians were actually moving from Gori towards the capital, Tbilisi. It actually seemed that the Russians, in reality, were simply moving their troops and their military hardware around. What the Russians are saying is that they are going to stay in control of Gori for a few days to try to prevent looting and to allow food supplies and supplies of medicine to arrive until the area can gradually be returned to the control of the Georgian police. Much more interesting, I think, is this remark that we've just heard from Moscow on the status of these two separatist regions, South Ossetia and Abkhazia, and Russia saying the question of Georgia's territorial integrity is over and Russia will respect the wishes of the people living in those two separatist regions.
What does that mean, Stephen, exactly?
What it means is that Russia is now looking towards, perhaps in the medium future, redrawing the map. The two regions that have had an undefined status legally, they proclaimed their independence when the Soviet Union collapsed, and since then have had a rather undefined status. But Georgia hasn't, and Russia has never gone as far as actually saying it unilaterally recognizes their self-declared independence. The fact that Russia now says Georgia cannot assume a territorial integrity in the form that it currently exists, the fact that Russia says now that it will respect the wishes of the populations in those two areas, opens the way, I think, in the medium term, to Georgia's borders being redrawn by its big neighbor, by Russia.
So we're talking about South Ossetia and Abkhazia. So essentially, does that mean to you that they would become independent countries in the mind of Russia, or would they be like North Ossetia, which is a part of the Russian Federation, although there is some autonomy in the way that it's governed?
I mean, it's an extremely complicated question legally, because no one has actually set out any sort of mechanism by which the two regions could be joined to the Russian Federation since the Soviet Union collapsed. It's important to remind our listeners that no territories have actually tried to join the Russian Federation. Its borders have been more or less unchanged.
Let's talk about that is an issue that we will investigate.
Yes.
Further, but let's talk about the ratcheting up of the language, the diplomacy efforts.
Yes.
Both on the part of what the United States has been saying and what the Russians have been saying about the United States making a choice essentially between Georgia or a relationship with Russia.
Well, you've just played that great clip from Dr. Rice saying Russia needs to understand that Georgia isn't Czechoslovakia in 1968. That goes down incredibly badly in Moscow for two reasons. The first one is that the Russians think that the American Secretary of State talks in the language of the Cold War and doesn't herself understand that the world has changed since 1968. And they also point to what they claim are totally double standards on behalf of the U.S., because of its invasion of Iraq a few years ago. They say the Americans didn't respect Iraq's territorial integrity and sovereignty, so please don't lecture us on the same issues when it comes to our dealings with Georgia. Of course, we all know that relations between the US and Moscow, between the West in general and Moscow, have been getting progressively worse over recent years. Perhaps this latest crisis, let's not forget it started just a week ago, is the catalyst for all sides to say, look, we need to arrive at some sort of new overarching agreement on how we see each other. It's clear, I think, that the talk of allied relationships and ever-deepening cooperation in the context of what's happened over the last week were very misplaced.
So Condoleezza Rice is on her way to Georgia. Any notion of what she'll be doing as soon as she gets there? Last question, we have a few seconds.
There's great symbolism to it, of course, but the Georgians have made clear that they're disappointed that the US didn't respond more harshly to the Russian attack on the northern part of Georgia. But as we've seen, there is, I think, no question of direct American military involvement there.
Stephen Eek, thank you.
Thank you.
Stephen Eek reports for the BBC. He's a Russian affairs analyst, and we're going to be talking a little bit later more about the humanitarian crisis that advocates say is building in the region. Catherine?
And, of course, we'll keep covering the story as it develops this morning.